This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Pirates win yesterday, 8-7. Brian Reynolds, three ding-dongs. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Fan headlines powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters.
It's the Fan Morning Show on 93.7. Solving your life's problems from Green Tree Studios. Pittsburgh sports are covered by some yinzerific hoes. Colin, Dunlap, Adam, Crowley, Chris, Mack, yeah! On the way, it's the Fan Morning Show. Drinking lots of coffee. It's the Fan Morning Show, favorite of Jim Colony. When traffic sucks, we'll wake you up. Morning show, we're on a roll. So here we go. It's the Fan, whoa-oh-oh. Morning show, whoa-oh-oh-oh. Here we go.
Good morning, Pittsburgh.
Oh, good morning. By the way, to get started, I don't want to sully the good name of Rick Neuheisel. And it was Gary Barnett at Colorado who went after that female kicker, a little spillover from the pre-show, just to clarify all of that. As we get moving this morning, Fan Hotline presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Edgar Snyder and Associates, they remind you to text us responsibly. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. We remind you and will remind you as we push through this segment, Joe Starkey needs some help, but we'll get into that in a little bit. I don't think this helps the Pittsburgh Steelers at all, though. So there's a man, and he's really good. Adam Rank, NFL.com. I read his stuff all the time. I'm entertained by it, enlightened by it, and he does some radio hits. And when I hear them, I say, wow, this guy's somebody you'd probably want to have a beer with, somebody you'd want to hang out with. I like Adam Rank a lot. Now, he is going around the league a little bit and doing the whole breakdown of all the different, the kind of the state of the franchises, you know, state of 2022, fill in the team. And it'll have some different subheads, the rewind from the year before, VIPs coming up for this year, a roadmap, some key three, four key dates on the calendar and the schedule for that team, everything like that. People shouldn't overlook this or
one
that.
One big storyline, all that stuff.
Yeah, and the last bullet point he has for all these teams, for 2022 to be a success, the fill-in team name must. For 2022 to be a success for the Pittsburgh Steelers, he writes, the Steelers must finish at or above 500. Then he writes, okay, so as I mentioned in my discussion of Tomlin, finishing at exactly 500 is a little tricky in a world of 17-game schedules. But I'm confident they can get that tie if need be to preserve Tomlin's non-losing streak. The point is, even though the Steelers are long-term, one of the top organizations in the NFL, this is a good bar to set at this point. It would be foolish to expect them to compete for a Super Bowl title in 2022. I mean, they probably still will, but it'd be foolish to expect it. This is such a disservice to the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think. And this is why, nationally, I don't understand it. I don't understand this artificial bar that continues to be success, or that continues to be set, that some success is derived from simply winning more regular season games than losing. It seems to be settling, and then it totally eliminates the fact that I think the locals want to see some playoff success.
Yeah, it's starting to become eerily reminiscent of when we'd get excited when the Pirates went over 500.
Right.
You know? Look, I I that's not a success for me. Would I be content if they were to go 9-8 and still miss the playoffs? I guess, depending on how they get there. But with this level of talent spread around the defense, with Najee Harris, with a slightly improved offensive line, with some of the skill position weapons they have, success for me is get to the playoffs and understanding that you're working with either Mitchell Trubisky or Kenny Pickett, and we don't know what we're going to get from them at the quarterback position. I would consider the year a success if you just get to the playoffs, given all the transition that's happening. I still agree with you, though, Colin, that ultimately for Mike Tomlin to start getting winning people back onto his side who have sort of abandoned him in the last 5-6 years,
right,
he's got to start winning playoff games. I'm not necessarily saying that's my idea of success this year, but you can't simply say, get to 8-8-1, yay!
That's my success for this year, is winning a playoff game. If they don't win a playoff game, at some point it's got to be the year that it's gone 1 year too long. And this is the one for me. I don't care what the personnel is. I don't care the quarterback transition. At some point, they've gone too long without winning a playoff game. And this is the one.
I think you're right about that. I do think it is important, if we're not looking at the team, but just Mike Tomlin, he does need to not have a losing season this year, though, because he will get hit over the head with, well, you lose your Hall of Fame quarterback. You've had him every year of your career. People will discount the Duck Hodges year. And now you don't have him and you have a losing season. I think that's a bad look for Tomlin. So for him, he needs bare minimum to have a non-losing season. But you need to win a playoff game. Or for me, if you are 9-8, it's got to be with Pickett and not Trubisky.
In the last 4 seasons, he's had just one double-digit winning season.
Right.
Like, we talk about, why can't people look at it like that? I'm not down on Mike Tomlin. I don't want to be this guy. But we always talk about non-losing seasons. Since 2018, 18, 19, 20, and 21, there's been just one double-digit winning season. So it's not like he's lighting the regular season on fire anymore either.
Right.
You know? That to me is something that is great. Between 14 and 17, sure, 11, 10, 11, 13 wins. It's the last 4 years, 9 wins, 8 wins, 12 wins, 9 wins.
And I can
it
write
ain't
off,
like he's winning and having big wins in the regular season.
Right. I can write off 19 again because of the quarterback situation. Okay. But you're right. It's interesting to me, though, Crowley. I want to go back to it for just a second. So 9-8 with Kenny Pickett picking up somewhere in the middle of the season, maybe week 10 after the bye as they face the Saints. That would be a success for you. But 9-8 with Mitch Trubisky starting all 17 games would not be a success.
That's right, because then we don't know what you've got in Kenny Pickett. And I have no doubt that Mitch Trubisky, with the roster that's constructed now, can win 9 games. I want to know if Kenny Pickett can win 9 games. I've never seen him throw an NFL pass. And if he shows me that he can help lead a team to a winning season, to me, that's a step towards potentially winning not just playoff games, but maybe even the grander prize.
Can I tell you, I think what you just described as not a success is what's most likely to play out this year. I wouldn't be shocked at all if Mitch Trubisky starts all 17 games, because he'll do just enough to stay in there, and he won't fall too far down. He'll be right there in the middle of the road, and they'll end up going 9-8, and maybe they sneak into a wild card, maybe they don't, I don't know, but they'll go 9-8 with Mitch Trubisky starting all 17. I honestly believe that's the most likely thing to happen.
And that's like my worst-case scenario.
They're going 8-8-1. They're in purgatory. Their football purgatory is where they are. Mitch Trubisky isn't great enough to lead them to the Super Bowl. He's not bad enough to be taken out of the game, and this football team isn't great enough to draft somebody real high. They're not going to get the 5th or 6th pick or something like that, and they're not good enough to go ahead and win the Super Bowl. They're in football purgatory perpetually. That's where they are, and that's where they are right now, it just feels like. Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township, or visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. But it just feels like this never had a losing season something is just, it's too much. It's too much, especially now with the national media. All right, speaking of too much, now, I had heard bits and pieces of this yesterday, and I was not able to put the puzzle pieces together. I didn't know how they fit. I didn't understand how everything worked. Starkey's been playing a lot of golf. He's been trying to get you, Chris. He's trying to get Crowley now to play some golf. I don't know if Joe wants to play with me. He knows I don't play a whole lot of golf, so I think that's part of it. I would play. He has actually said, can you get me on good courses? I think that's part of the thing. I would play with Joe. I wouldn't mind it. But there was some stuff that was happening with Joe, and apparently he hit somebody on a golf course. And then that person is an avid listener and said, you know what, Joe? I was the man that you hit. And then the guy picked up his phone. He dialed 412-928-9370, and this transpired.
On the first tee, I hit it on the ninth fairway coming back the other way. So I said very nicely to this man, did you see my ball? He said, yeah, it hit me in the foot, just like that. So I guess we're going to speak to him now. What's his name, Folsey?
Pete.
Pete is on the Nemecolon fan hotline. Pete, what happened here? What's going on here?
Well, yeah, you're right. You did hit me in the foot. I was coming up the ninth, and my son and I both were there, and I was a little annoyed because neither one of us heard you yell four.
Well,
and the ball was coming in and hit me. So that's why I said, yeah, it hit me in the foot.
This is a sacrilege.
What?
How do you, if you even hit it in the vicinity of people, how do you not yell four?
As soon as the thing looks like it's headed for the next fairway over, you scream.
As loud as you can.
Well, yep. I don't give it to, I don't, I'm not obnoxious about it.
No.
But I give it a four.
Yeah.
I am obnoxious about it because you hit a guy in the foot, next thing you know, you got the Twins on the line.
Right.
And you're getting sued. That's not what I need.
Look, as someone who is terrible off the tee as far as accuracy goes, I have sliced more than my fair share into a neighboring fairway. And every time it's four, and it's not hard to do. Just make a loud noise. You don't even have to actually say the word four.
Jeez.
Just make a loud noise so that people know to look out.
That's right.
See, this is it's just piling on more and more. And I love Joe. But there was somebody, it was Doran, I believe, who said, Joe pretty much did the Lombada in his line, walked right up it, you know, so there was that. Now Joe is hitting people, so there's that. I'd love to play with Joe, but now I don't know.
We need to brush up on the etiquette.
I think Joe needs to go to a golf etiquette course.
Like a golf academy.
Yeah, just even a one day, just a one-off, just a two-hour quick bullet point. Etiquette for Dummies, yellow book, here you go. Be done with it.
Yeah.
Who's the chick who tells you which side of the plate the fork goes on, where the spoon goes on? She did a book.
Britney Spears.
That's not her.
No.
Miss Manners. No. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could go to like, all the rich kids go to it. Like
what do they call it?
Cotillion.
What's the word
of those schools,
it?
Like they go Monday nights. And it could go to classes, and then they have like a ball and stuff like that. But anyhow, does this make you want to play with Joe more or want to play with Joe less? Because here's the deal. If you hit somebody, I want to see this. I don't want anybody to get hurt. I want to see it. But then you're associated with being the bad guy, even if it wasn't you.
This makes me more apprehensive. I told him yesterday, we're going to plan to go out for me to pay off the losing the football picks bet. The week after he gets back from vacations and the week before training camp. So somewhere that third week of July, I'll take him out. And I told him there's two places, one where I know someone who can get us on, and another one where my wife want to force him in a fundraiser. And one of those two places. But now I'm the one taking him to one of those two places. I'm the one associated with, Chris Mack brought that Starkey guy around.
He's
and he drilled some
look.
Guy in the head. On the next fairway over.
Does he wear, like, if he, okay, let's say, because I could get Joe on a couple places. Like, I could get Joe on, like, the Field Club or Fox Chapel or probably even Oakmont if I wanted to. Could, and it's not bragging, I'm just saying, does he wear the right clothes? Does he dress for the.
There's no way.
Because, like, you wear something different if you play at Pheasant Ridge than you do if you play at Fox Chapel. You can. It just has a different vibe to it.
You know what? With him, he's quirky enough.
Does he know?
That can be explained away, I think. If Joe shows up in jean shorts.
Not at Oakmont.
No, it can't.
Well, not at that, but I mean.
He's going to show up in a hoodie with short sleeves and khaki shorts.
Then no go.
Wherever you take him. See, I would play with him because it sounds like he sucks. and I would feel good about that then, my ability to beat him. But the embarrassment factor is very real.
Right.
Especially if you get your boy to hook you up.
But then there's also the association with it factor.
Right.
He hits
That's
this guy. Who's this guy? Fred or whoever he hit. I don't know. Tony and his kid. Now, Tony and
Plaintiff
his kid.
Plaintiff
one. Yeah. They think they don't like Joe. If you're with Joe, they immediately associate you as one of Joe's friends. And I love Joe. But I don't know if I want to take that risk. Then you're Crowley, you're the bad guy. Hey, that other guy on the radio too. Man, he didn't yell. He didn't, you know, and you're like, well,
I don't yell for because I'm concerned about humanity. I yell for because I'm concerned about culpability.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about protecting my hiney.
Pretty good call. Man, Emily Post is the person. That's
the
who we're looking for. Emily Post. Great job by the texter. Thank you so very much. Take it or flush it coming up in just a couple minutes. And Brian Reynolds, you know, there has to be a second day discussion after three home runs, but it might not be exactly what you're thinking about. And a really, really, I guess this is a question of, it's not a question of integrity. It's a question of, we never talk tennis on this show, but a decision had to be made after something that happened in Wimbledon. And we get into that before the hour's out. It's actually very, very interesting. Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing, now part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family. And here we go, holiday weekend time. Listen, Hampton Beer Outlet is where you need to go to get your beer. It is bright, it's fresh, it's clean, it's got everything you want. And when I say everything you want, you just name a beer and they got it, right? And my man Bill, he owns the place. He'll walk you around, he'll show you exactly where it is. They have a bunch of people working. Wonderful, fresh, nice, smiley people like my girl JoJo. She's always there and she's happy too. Anyway, you tired of paying too much for beer? You can save a lot at Hampton Beer Outlet. Listen to this deal. And this is a good party beer. Couple good party beers. Bud Light, Coors Light. There's four right there. 30-pack cans, $19.99. Why don't you swallow that again? Listen, Bud and Bud Light, Coors and Coors Light, 30-pack cans, $19.99. Won't beat that price. Those are great party beers. You like Keystone Light? You like Natural Light or Natural Ice? 30-pack cans there, $14.99. They got the best variety, too. All your favorite from seltzers to imports to crafts, all of it. Even your favorite Pittsburgh crafts, they got all of those. Hampton Beer Outlet, great. Route 8 in Hampton, get there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Is this us?
That's us.
Okay. All right. Back to it. Fan Morning Show. Hello, hello, hello. Jeff Hathorn, 7:30. Dan Rosen, NHL Network. Doug Farrar. Yeah, Doug Farrar, USA Today. NFL editor. He joins at 9 o'clock. Right now, take it or flush it. Let's go.
And now, it's time for Take It or Flush It. Presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Now, part of the Armstrong Comfort Solutions family.
All right. Take it or flush it. Take it or flush it. Take it or flush it. Crowley, take it or flush it. What do you have, pal?
Ordering clothes online. Because I ordered something online and then it wasn't what I wanted. Now I got to mail it back. It's a whole problem. So I'm flushing it. I'm going to buy clothes in person from now on.
Well, you're supposed to ask us first, but that's all right.
Oh,
how
my
about,
bad.
How about take it or flush it, poor form? You take it. We flush it. All right. Take it or flush
myself.
It. Ordering clothes online. Can I offer a middle ground here? I take it from places that I know exactly what size I'm going to wear. So it takes some experience. I flush it from anywhere new. So I know like three places that I know exactly what my size and how they fit are from those places.
Mm-hmm.
So I trust them and I'll order it from there. But new places, even if I see something I really love, a lot of times I won't do it just because I don't want to deal with that whole process.
Yeah, I'll take it because I've learned a wonderful tactic from my wife, which is if you think you're between sizes, order both of them, try them both on, send the one that doesn't fit back. So I will take ordering clothes online. Absolutely.
All right, take it or flush it. What do you
got? All right, take it or flush it. I got for you, my friends. I don't know why. I've never been a huge fan of them, but the Eagles, take them or flush them.
I'll take some of their stuff. Like, see, here's the thing. The Eagles are tough to classify because you hear that. You hear some people say, well, they're Southern rock. No, they're not. They're California. I think their best cut is One of These Nights. I think that's their best song.
Very, very good.
Hotel California is insanely overplayed.
Correct.
Yes, it is.
Randy Meisner is an undervalued musician that doesn't get the acclaim that he should. I don't like Timothy B. Schmidt all that much, but I think I take them because from a harmony standpoint, they could match Crosby, Stills, and Nash when Crosby, Stills, and Nash didn't want to kill each other.
Right.
So, yes.
Crowley, take them or flush them, the Eagles.
To quote the dude from The Big Lebowski, the Eagles effing suck.
You think so?
No, that's not fair. I like some of their songs. On the whole, I'll flush them. I feel like they are really polarizing, though.
They are. And you know what? Summer is the time of year where I listen to a lot of what they call yacht rock, right? We have an Odyssey station, Jugger Yacht. Listen to it all the time. and some of that Eagles stuff, like, I can't tell you why, that fits the yacht rock classification for some people. And it reminds, I don't know why, it reminds me of my parents. Maybe because Joe Walsh kind of oddly looks like my dad. Maybe because my mom listened to all this crap when I was little. I don't know, but I found myself taking the Eagles more than flushing them lately.
Take it or flush it. My wife gets mad about this. You can guess she flushes it. You ever make banana bread or some sort of bread, some sort of, you know, contraption like that? Leaving the knife that you're cutting the bread with inside the container for use later on. That knife. Oh, take that or flush it.
Wait, you leave the knife
inside, let's say you have a bread container.
Like a bread box.
A bread box, a homemade bread, like a banana bread.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You cut a piece.
Oh,
you're
going
to have one the next morning.
Yeah.
You leave that same butter knife or
whatever
knife
you're
in
using,
there.
Whatever cutting implement. Yes.
Leave it in there.
Take it all the time. Why are you dirtying another knife? Yes.
My wife says, don't do that.
What?
Yeah, she says, don't do that. That to me is that knife is allocated to that banana bread and stays in there for good.
Yes.
She says not a good move.
Even if it is a wet thing that I'm putting it in. So if it's a pie and there's pie juice on the
doesn't
side.
Doesn't matter. Leave it in the pie tray, in the pie pan.
Absolutely.
As long as there's a lid on that thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to get a new knife out every time and wash it.
She says, do yourself a favor. You just get a new one every time.
First thing I've disagreed with your wife on.
I agree.
We're emptying the oceans of water so we can wash knives over and over again. Thank you for killing baby seals. Go ahead. It's all your fault.
Yes. So I don't know why people would flush that, but I found the one person who flushes that. Get a new one every time. I think it's just so I have to load the dishwasher. Man, I love how One of These Nights starts. Can you pull it up real quick? Boom, 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 boom. Did you find it, Crowley? Boom,
boom, boom. Crowley's doing it.
I got it. Hold on.
Make him do it. He's got his thing over there. Do we really need it though with that rendition?
That's how it goes. Hear it? Isn't that exactly right? This harmony, when they hit it that second time through, oh, man, this is their best song. No question, I think. Ready, right here, when you come in.
Oh, yeah.
The way that it's kind of porno-ish.
It's got a boogie night feel. You're right.
I love this song. We're going to find out. Woo! All right, that's good. That's all. That was my fix today. That's all I needed. All right, Brian Reynolds, we talk about coming up in just a little bit right here. Fan Morning Show. First, Dunkin' Mango Pineapple Refreshers. You ready to get more out of your day, Pittsburgh? Dunkin' Refreshers, they are the perfect way to do it.
Yeah, get more of those tropical flavors you love, including the brand new Mango Pineapple. It's chef's kiss. Delicious. More ways to enjoy those Dunkin' Refreshers, too, with green tea, with coconut milk, lemonade, whatever your choice is. You get more out of every single sip with these new Dunkin' Refreshers, including the brand new Mango Pineapple. Get it today at Dunkin'. Limited time offer. Additional charges may apply. Pittsburgh runs on Dunkin'.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Brian Reynolds, he was good yesterday. You know, I tried to look up, if because they do different cuts. If a big play happens, whoever's producing the game for our radio station, they cut. So they'll have the home runs. If somebody makes a diving play. They didn't even attempt to cut up the end of that one inning where there was a line drive caught. They caucused for 39 minutes. They figured it out. It was in an appeal. Was it not an appeal? This and that. They didn't even. So I'm not even going to try to explain that to you. The Pirates, I think, stole a run, though. I think they totally stole a run.
But I dove into the role a little bit after Mackey and Joe Block both tweeted it, and they got away with it because of the way the rule's written, basically.
They also got away with it because if Washington knew you had to appeal that fast, I don't think they would have left the field.
Well, and also, no one in their life in the history of baseball, I don't think, has ever been taught tag that guy instead of stepping on that base.
Well, I knew that part of it because then it wipes out the force. But then it became you have to appeal. So the appeals process is you step off the rubber, you throw. Did he do? But that's hard to do with the third out because everybody leaves the field.
Right.
Do you say, I want to appeal, everybody come back?
But the third out is the only situation
Correct.
Where it can work because the runner's breaking for the plate.
Like an appeal's easy whenever it is one out into the second out.
Uh-huh.
You step off the rubber, you throw over to second base, you don't call time, the guy stands there, we feel he left too early. Yes, he's out. That was just odd.
I got to be honest with you guys. One of the reasons it wasn't in the email for possible topics today is because I didn't know how to word it.
Yes.
And then I also just thought, you know what? I'm not going to look this up.
No, no.
I can't do it. I don't even know what happened.
But
I just know the Pirates won.
This is easy, though. We don't need a whole lot of explanation for this.
Swinging a fly ball out to deep center field. Robles back to the warning track. Still going back to the wall, and it's gone. And it goes over the wall and bounds away. They're still trying to play it, but it's a home run ball for Reynolds. A two-run homer, and the Pirates open with that early lead. A little bit of early cushion rock.
Don't need a lot of explanation for this.
One, swinging a deep fly ball out to right field. This one's deep. This one's back. This one is off the second deck in right center. Brian Reynolds is homered for a second time today. His 14th of the year, and the Pirates have one back. It's 6-5.
Okay, or explanation for this.
6-5 Nationals, two on for the Pirates, one out. Pitch. Reynolds swings and sends one high in the air and deep to left field. Hernandez back to the wall, and there it goes! It's a three-home run game for Brian Reynolds. A three-run home run to put the Pirates in the lead in the seventh. His first career three-home run game.
Are you kidding? He's back. It's official.
All right. He might be the National League Player of the Week. He's definitely the best performer for the Pirates this week, and he's somebody who is rock put right there. He's back. He's also this. If I'm the general manager, someone I make calls on this morning, and I say, will you take this guy off our hands? We'd like to trade him. I know that sounds crazy. They're 15 games below 500. He's going to be 28 years old. You're going to have him, meaning the other team, if you trade him, through 2026. If you can secure two top 10 arms, and you might be able to, for a team that really needs Brian Reynolds, or a top 10 arm and a top... If you could secure two top 15 players, a top 10 arm and a top 15 position player somewhere in there from a team, and you might even be able to get more, I'd really think about being aggressive in trading him.
Yeah,
right now.
And I would tweak the wording you used there, Colin, just a little bit, but I'm on board with exactly what you're saying. I don't want to trade Brian Reynolds. Look, I wish this team was ready to go right now, and I wish Reynolds was at the core of it, and that would be great. I wish you could believe that this team is only a year or two away, maybe, and that you didn't need all the young pitching that you're going to need in the next 2 to 3 years to get back into contention. But you do need all that. And Brian Reynolds is not most likely going to be a part of your next winning ball club, your next contending ball club, because that is still at least 3 years away, I think, because of the timeline of the young pitching. So I don't want to trade Brian Reynolds. I have to trade Brian Reynolds. He's having the June of his life, To your point, this week he's been absolutely on fire. He's probably the best candidate to be the Pirates' lone all-star representative this year. That'll continue to keep him on the national stage and in the spotlight. And to your point, the years of control are there that you should be able to get at least two top 30, one top 10 prospect, both of them starting pitching prospects back from another team, at the least.
And I need it to be a starting pitcher prospect that's not in single A, not some 20-year-old who's got a projectable arm. No, I want a guy who's 22, 23, ace-type stuff.
Plus, are you going to sign Brian Reynolds? Are you going to sign him? If he continues on this trend, he might help you out a lot. But his arb, what are his arb years going to be?
Right, because he's at 13 a year. Right. You're at 6.5 a year right now.
And you're going to haggle with that. Yeah. And then that's going to become news. And that's going to be not fun. And then his true contract when it comes up, even if he doesn't keep performing at this level, are you going to pay him what his worth is?
It's bad business to pay a guy who's going to be 28 next year into his 30s for what he's done, not what he's going to be. That's just bad business for a small market team. If he was a Yankee, he's signed. Because, okay, if he doesn't pan out, you print money.
Right.
But at 31, is Brian Reynolds going to be doing this? At 33, is Brian Reynolds going to be doing this? Why do we need to lock those years up?
I would look at really, really hard trying to trade him right now. It does need to kind of knock your socks off. But I think that the value of Brian Reynolds, and nobody's going to make any moves right now this far before the deadline, or at least big moves like that. But if he continues to play this way for another month or so, that's a whole different story.
He's doing it at just the right time, I'll say that. If he stays hot through the All-Star break, then it goes from I'm not making the calls, I'm receiving the calls, to no, I'm actively making the calls now in the final 2 weeks before the deadline.
Well, and also every single time that people go out there, somebody else runs the risk of getting hurt on a contender, on a real team.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. And they're 15. The record this year doesn't really weigh into it. The Pirates are 15 games below 500. He could go and he could win the batting crown. It's not going to do anything for the now for this team. It's not. I'd really. You have players for a couple reasons, to help you and to help you get where you can be.
Yeah,
and he might be a guy to help you get where you can be by getting other people.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on you. Ultimately, every player is here for one reason, to help you win. And to help you win, Brian Reynolds serves you better by helping you win in 2025, which is more realistic than winning now or next year or the year after. And that's what it boils down to. Every single player, whether you love them now or later, every single player is tied to how they help you win at some point. And he helps them most to win in the future.
He's a gift card.
Yeah.
No, that's a pretty good call. All right, right now, coming up in just a couple minutes, actually, there's a story about tennis that's really not about tennis. It's more about ethics, and it's relatable in a total what would you do in this situation story. We tell you about that next. For sake of clarity, Reynolds will be 28 into next season. I think I should have pointed that out a little bit better. He's 27 now. He'll be 28 in the offseason, thus 28-year-old season will be next year. Nonetheless, for me, the point holds. I would seriously investigate. Maybe the offseason, the winter meetings, when everybody's in on it, is a move that is something that you look at. Nonetheless, we move on. A story of ethics, a question of ethics and what you do, that's coming up in just a minute. First, though, our Twitter poll. Let's go. All right, daily Twitter poll, here we go. Do you like fireworks, yes or no? 63.4% of you say yes. 36.6% of you say no. You can keep your fireworks. Daily Twitter poll, here we go. Vote at Fan Morning Show every single day. Who should be the Pirates' all-star representative? Brian Reynolds or David Bednar or other? There are three choices. 59.6% say Brian Reynolds. 33.7% say David Bednar, and 6.7% say other.
Can I read the write-in vote?
Sure, go ahead.
Filippone's going to say it should be Kenny Pickett.
Somebody said that. I like that. I like that.
He'll nominate himself and say he can hit 400-foot home runs.
I like Allen, who certainly, you know, Allen was one of those guys that he played in the BAK Little League. He was tough. ask no quarter, show no quarter. He played out there when it was a million degrees. They didn't have any sliding rules. They didn't have any pitching rules. He had the same kid pitch every game, couldn't even lift his arm up. Allen writes in, no one should be. Quit the participation trophy. Either earn a spot or no one goes.
Yeah.
That's what Allen says. Allen remembers when he was out there. He pitched both ends of a doubleheader.
These kids
Allen
are
did
soft.
One day. They're so soft.
What a dork.
Allen wore metal spikes in T-ball. So you watch out.
And if my Graham had been playing catcher, I'd have bowled her over.
Right. You got to win. You got to win. Anyway, Jesus. These people. this is tough guy stuff from everybody. It just makes me laugh. Wimbledon, Dateline, England. Wimbledon, England. So a day after, and I watched this match because, one, I bet on it, and, two, it was really, really interesting. This Harmony Tan, she's from France, and she took on Serena Williams. Serena Williams was back for after a while being out, and it was long. I mean, there was one point that lasted like 21 minutes or something, or excuse me, game that lasted like 21 minutes. It took forever. So a day after eliminating Serena Williams from Wimbledon in her debut at a Grand Slam, Harmony Tan surprised and angered her doubles partner. She withdrew from that tournament, the doubles draw, with a thigh injury. So Tan is French. I told you that already. She's ranked 115th. She beat 23-time Grand Slam singles champion Serena Williams on center court, and that happened just the other day. That happened Tuesday. She was scheduled to team with Tamara Korpisac for their opening doubles match Wednesday, yesterday. So Korpisac, I'm saying her name right, or that's how I'm going to say
close
it.
Enough.
I don't know. She just texted me this morning. Let me wait here 1 hour before the match started, this lady wrote on Instagram. I'm very sad, disappointed, and also very angry. I can't play my first doubles Grand Slam. It's really not fair to me. I didn't deserve that. Now, Tan is scheduled to play the number 32 player in the second round of the singles. She's 24. She's ranked 6-11 in doubles, right? Korpisac, she's German. It doesn't matter where she's ranked in doubles. She thought she was going to play doubles with this lady. So her singles match with Williams lasted 3 hours and 11 minutes. So she said they were scheduled to play, and then she just went ahead and sent her a text, I can't do it. I played 3 hours and 11 minutes. The lady who got stood up said, if you're broken after a 3-hour match the day before, you can't play professional tennis. That's my opinion. Wouldn't there be an unspoken sort of thing? Hey, if I make it in singles, if either one of us makes it in singles, we're blowing off this doubles thing.
If there is, you still get a hold of that person more than an hour before your doubles match. This smells of this lady got the big upset in the first round and completely screwed over her doubles partner because she wants to keep her singles chances alive, which is BS. If you're able to walk out on the court, you owe it to your doubles partner to get out there.
I think it's the right move, but it involves better communication. Like, you have to – the singles is the thing.
Sure.
Right?
Shoot a text. Shoot a text right after you win your first round match. Hey, listen, I mean, let's just be honest. I thought I was getting my ass kicked, and
right.
I didn't.
Serena right. Williams, you seen her?
I mean, have you seen this chick? You see her in the body issue? I mean, come on, Serena. I beat her. I'm moving on.
Right. Because imagine if she had been like, you know what? I beat Serena Williams. I'm done in singles because I got to go play doubles with this German chick.
Man.
No way.
If CBS Sports Radio called up and said, hey, for the day, Colin or Chris, you're going to host the show, I think you guys would understand. Okay, all right, the other guy, go do your little national thing. That's great. That's fine. Do a little morning national. Just communicate about it. That's all. That's all it is.
Yeah, that's fair.
Little handshake agreement. If I beat Serena, guess what? I'm not hanging out with you again.
But you know she didn't say that because she didn't think in a gajillion years she'd beat Serena.
But wouldn't that be the left unsaid part amongst tennis players? Do you have to say that? That's the other part. Do you have to say that?
Maybe not, but you
isn't that just what everybody knows?
But I think from the other lady's point of view, it's, well, just at least have the decency to tell me. And she didn't.
Yeah, an hour before, I think, is where we've reached the drama point.
What if the lady would have said, the German lady, you know what, I'll play them both by myself.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Let me out there.
Yeah, let's go.
Grab someone from the stands.
My team's on the floor, Normandale. Let's go. Just do it that way.
That's what that Tweeter Allen would say, get out there and do it yourself.
Yes, Allen would say, Allen said, I'd have a tennis racket in each hand. Let's
Allen
go.
Does not watch women's tennis.
No.
He's not even totally sure that women should be allowed to play tennis.
That's or right. drive or vote.
Right.
Yes, certainly. anyway, Jeff Hathorn.
He's a big fan of the Supreme Court these days.
He is. 7:30. Jeff Hathorn, he joins. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Summer's here, now's the time. Get a great deal on a newer pre-owned vehicle. Great service, too. You'll find it. Sun Chevrolet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.